Ganoy World. Why, thank you for joining for part two for the weekend. Hopefully your week was fantastic. If you missed part one, well, we covered all the main venue stuff for this punk rock bowling preview. Here we're going to cover the club shows, as there are a lot of great club shows that go on for me in the past few years, but most especially this year, they are the highlights of the entire festival for me. A lot of great stuff, several each night. One of these days, I will remember and go in town a day early like so many smart people seem to do. The club shows actually start on Thursday, and these are just the official ones. I'll try to find some of those unofficial ones that are thereabouts, as there are those. And I do plan to hopefully go to one this year. Hogs and Heifers, I try to go to those ones too when I don't have show tickets for other shows. But I've got so many because they always put out so many great things. So we're going to jump into it. A lot of club shows and way too much talking, I'm sure. We want to get to music. So real quick, I'm going to give you a rundown of the days and such. There are several venues you can go check out. They have maps on the punkrockbowling.com if you're curious. They're all 5-10 minute walk from the main venue. All the hotels, if you're staying in that area, all walking distance. When old punk Chris and I go out of town, if most of the time flying in, but don't get a car. I got a car one time. Didn't make any sense to do. Everything's walking distance and so busy with all the punk rock festivities, minus if you want to go to Punk Rock Museum. But even then, you can get like some scooters or an Uber or something. But just Uber to and from the airport and walk the rest of the time. Anyway, Thursday, May 23rd, the Elvez with the Meteors, the Polecats, Cavalera, and DJ Lethal, plus a special guest that looks like that's at Fremont Country Club. And I think they've updated these with the ones that are sold out and not sold out. So the next one, Thursday, there's only two shows Thursday. This other one is sold out, which features the Agrolites with Franks and Dean's Empired featuring... or feature film Wrong Reasons, hosted by Kevin Smith. So something cool there. That's going to be at the usual place. That one is sold out. Brings us up to Friday the 24th, when I'm going to be going in town. I'll be there Friday afternoon. And again, if you are going to Punk Rock Bowling, you're going to be there for any amount of time, going to club shows, there's handfuls of people I already know I'm going to see. I think there's people there that will be there for the first time meeting them, not first time them being there, but just meeting them for the first time, and I'm excited to do that. And if you're going to be there, let me know. Let me know ahead of time, and I can get some T-shirt sizes from you, and I'll bring you some T-shirts as well. Chris and I will have some poker chips and all kinds of fun shit that we'll be handing out, along with all the stuff that we'll be collecting, I'm sure. Anyway, Friday the 24th, it's going to be at Sonic Rodeo Stage inside the Downtown Container Park, which is a fun place to go. Throw Rag, The Humpers, Electric Frankenstein, Three Toe Tags, and Marching Party, The Toe Tags, and Marching Party, they'll all be there. Tickets appear to still be available. Then over at, which venue is this one? The Swami and the Bed of Nails will be performing with Tijuana Tigers, Toys That Kill, Sweat, and Pure Sport. I love the flyers. I would love to get so many of these flyers, because I think the artwork, that's something that I lack in creativity, is coming up with the shit. Like, a lot of it doesn't even make any sense, but then I look at it and I dig it. So anyway, at the usual place, we're going to feature one of those bands. I'll tell you the club shows that Chris and I will be going to as we go, but we'll feature some bands that I wish I were seeing, along with some that I will be seeing, including one at that show, Toys That Kill, cool band. Definitely would like to go check them out. We're going to play something from them. They formed in 99. In June 5th of 2001, they released The Citizen Abortion. And they're from San Pedro, California. Like I talked about on the last episode, a lot of those California bands and Vegas bands get invites. Some of them, not specifically the club shows. The club shows seem to be a little more diverse. But some of those main venue shows, a lot of those bands get to come back pretty frequently, probably because travel costs are low and such. Anyway, Toys That Kill on both Instagram and Facebook. Check them out on those. We are getting to the first track of the episode, Toys That Kill. It's Little Bit Stranger.
Out here, just a little bit stranger. On a trip without little danger. 6 a.m., it gets a lot colder. So I ain't got a head, now I got a shoulder. Been seeing every word you say.
have a cool sound, I would be happy to go to that one. Friday might have been, maybe even Saturday, I can't remember. We'll talk about it as we go. But had a lot of really great bands. I'm not familiar with Swami and the Bed of Nails or Tijuana Panthers. They might be cool. But Sweat and Toys That Kill, both very cool. So I'm sure that one is going to be a great show at the usual place. I like that venue too. Next, we are going to go, still on Friday, Los Yesterdays with Johnny Ruiz and the Escapers, the Inciters, Roots and the Barrio, and DJ Tommy Gunn. All of those will be happening, and I don't see where the venue is on there. I guess it don't matter. Anyway, tickets still appear to be on sale for those. It doesn't appear that they're sold out. We are going to be getting into some of those Friday sold-out shows here in a moment. The next one is Generation Suicida, Homefront DAC. Descartes Acant. There you go. That's what DAC is. I was reading from the flyer, but that's what the name of the band is. And Terminal A plus Spelling Hands. All those bands will be performing at the Notoriety, the Chandelier Room. Tickets still appear to be available. We're going to play a couple of those bands, as that was my runner-up. That's the one I would like to go to, but we'll talk about the one I will be going to. Plus, Homefront will be doing the pool parties, or one of the pool parties, too. So that's Friday. I think they're doing the pool party on the Saturday, so I'm going to hopefully get to check them out there. But we're going to play something from Homefront, and then we'll play something from Generation Suicide. I was playing back-to-back. Love Homefront. They're from Edmonton, Alberta. They released Games of Power March 3rd of 2023 at We Are Not Homefront on Facebook, and the same. Sorry, I'm reading it and I'm mixing up the words. Are We Not Homefront? There we go. Both Instagram and Facebook. Check them out on those. That release also came out on La Vida Es Un Mus Discos. So if you want to get the hard copies, if you're not seeing the band, hopefully they have some there, and hopefully I get to get some from the pool party. I don't know if they sell a lot of merch at the pool parties. Hopefully they do. And immediately after, we'll play some Generation Suicida off of their single Cicatriz, Cicatriz. They're from L.A. Their release, that single actually just came out March 8th of this year. The band's been around since 2010, and they are at Generation Suicida L.A. on Facebook and at Generation_Suicida_L.A. on Instagram. Two cool tracks there. Let's get to that first one. End Transmission from Games of Power. Here's Homefront. We'll be right back. Generation Suicida. Before that, we had Homefront. It's going to be a cool club show. That pool party will be the next day. We'll go over that pool party in a minute. No pool parties on the Friday, but there will be some on Saturday. We still have a few Friday night shows, rather, to get to before we move on to Saturday. So next, Red Cross. This will be at Backstreet Bar and Billiards. Red Cross with Playboy Man Baby, The Side Eyes, Spoonbenders, and Cosmic Kitten. I want to play something from The Side Eyes. I like The Side Eyes. I'd like to go see The Side Eyes, but again, can only pick one show. They're at The Side Eyes on both Instagram and Facebook, and they're also from L.A. They released What's Your Problem on June 23rd of 2023, so just this past June, just after Punk Rock Bowling last year. Let's get to a track from What's Your Problem. It's the title track. Here goes. Side Eyes, good stuff. Short, but sweet indeed. What's Your Problem? That was the title track from that June release of last year. That is going to bring us to the next club show. You can go check that one again out if you want. Backstreet Bar and Billiards. Next is at the Notoriety, the Padded Room. I haven't been to anything at Notoriety, so one of these days I'll have to play or get to a show there. Eight Calacas are playing with 3LH at also La Pobrisca, Sancho Villa, and Scabrones. That'll be Friday as well. Then there is a sold-out show. Looks like it's at the Citrus Grand Pool Deck. I will be staying at the Grand. I have seen some of the shows there, which are cool. The night shows, that's where all the pool parties are as well. Bad Cop, Iron Roses, Teen Mortgage, Dollheads, and Knot will also be playing. Three of those bands all be playing the main venue. All is the headliner of that one. You're wondering, like, why did that sell out? It's because All are headlining. A lot of great bands there on that Friday, starting a little bit early. The rest of the other two Friday shows actually have tickets for both of these, and I'll explain why here in just a moment. So first is the show that I'm going to and I will be attending mostly. This one is going to be at the Fremont Country Club, and it features Agnostic Front, who are doing 40 years of Victim in Pain. I think I was talking about that on the last episode. They'll be playing with Underdog, Conservative Military Image, Problem, and Species. I have to see Conservative Military Image. I like the band. I want to really understand why they are huge. Like, I think they're really good. I do enjoy their stuff. I'm trying to buy their records. Like, some of their records are sold out, like third presses. They're sold out super quick. And I'm trying to understand, because I'm not saying that they're not great. There's a lot of other great bands, though. And I'm wondering, like, why are some of these other ones not experiencing the success? I'm glad Conservative Military Image is, because I want bands in that do what we love to experience this success. So I am all for it. And it's not that I don't understand why they are, because I think they're great. I've seen videos of their live shows, and I'm super excited. That's why I'm going to this show specifically. But we're going to play tracks from two other bands on this show, which we'll get to in a moment. I just don't understand why there's others who I think seem like they're up there too, like as far as quality. And I've seen some videos of them performing, seen others performing, and I don't understand why those ones aren't achieving that success. But I don't know. Don't have all the answers. What I'm glad for, though, is that conservative military image is, and that I'm going to see them next weekend. Problem, Species, Underdog, all those bands, they're going to be great. We're going to play a couple. Let's do a couple in a row because I'm excited for Problem and for Underdog. So Problem are based out of L.A., and they released Violence on the Metro February of this year, February 26, 2024. I played one of the three tracks from that EP already. We're going to play the title track here first. At problem82 underscore on Instagram if you want to check them out, follow them there. And then Underdog. I thought I knew Underdog. Turns out I didn't know Underdog like I thought I knew Underdog. Definitely an older band, kind of bigger in the 80s. They released their Underdog EP in 1986. We're going to play something off that. They're based out of New York City and New Jersey. And if you're unfamiliar with geography of that area, New York City is just like across the river, I think, from New Jersey or the Bay. So close in proximity. At Underdog NYC that's on Facebook, and at Underdog NYHC on Instagram. We're going to go Problem with Violence on the Metro, Underdog with Not Like You. Let's do them back to back. Here goes.
And more breaking news tonight, a deadly stabbing on an L.A. Metro train.
Evidence of violence on board the Metro. It's part of a growing crime problem.
A robbery and a brutal stabbing on an MTA train.
Of billions turn.
Not Like You, Underdog. Very cool. Again, that was a different Underdog when I was buying the tickets, and I was thinking, I don't remember. Now I can't even figure out who I was thinking, but excited to get to check them out. Definitely excited for that club show. Now, the other ticket I told you I had, I have a ticket to the other Friday show, and these are the official shows that are basically at all those venues. It'll be at the Notoriety, at the Lounge at Notoriety, so I'm going to have to check this out. Old Punk Chris tried to talk me into going to Max Sabbath, so I have a ticket to it, which I may, you know, if I decide I'm not going to stick around for 40 years of Victim in Pain from Agnostic Front, because I've seen the Agnostic Front a couple times the last few years. Over Punk Rock Bowling, they tend to do club show like every other year, which I'm excited for. I don't know. Maybe I have an extra ticket if you're going to be at Punk Rock Bowling and you want to go hang out with Punk Chris. Well, he's going to be at Max Sabbath with Fart Barf, Bonavega, The Mormons, Ukulele Hero at the Notoriety Lounge. I went off of what Chris said. Sounds interesting. I watched some videos and I'm unsure. It looks like it's going to be quite the performance. You know what? Let's get into a track from the band Max Sabbath. And I recommend watching their videos. Realistically, the band's lineup consists of vocalist Ronald Osborne, guitarist Slayer Mac Cheese, bassist Grimalice, and drummer The Cat Burglar, alternately known as Peter Chris Cut Fries. Musically, Max Sabbath performs reasonably faithful covers of Black Sabbath songs with only the lyrics humorously rewritten and rearranged. For example, the band's repertoire includes such parodies as Parabuns, which we'll be playing, which mirrors Paranoid, Frying Pan, mirrors Iron Man, Sweet Beef, feature, you know, Sweet Leaf, Never Say Diet from Never Say Die, and Zipping Up the Uniform from Symptom of the Universe. Although all of the band's lyrics focus on the umbrella topic of fast food, Max Sabbath takes a decidedly satirical and condemnatory perspective on the corporate food industry, addressing areas such as fast food's negative health effects and lack of nutritional value, as well as genetically modified food, consumerism, and low-wage McJobs. 100% agree with everything they're doing. Love it. I love what they're doing. The costumes are great. The shows look great. First off, I like Black Sabbath, but that's it. I like Black Sabbath. I'm not like, oh, shit, it's fucking Black Sabbath. They're doing shit that's like Black Sabbath, so I'm not, like, right into it, you know what I mean? Anyway, the band put out something a couple years back, like 2021, that includes most of those songs. They released Parabuns as a single in 2017. I think it's even a Flexi single. So, again, go check out their videos. If you're not getting to see them yourself, let's get into Parabuns. We'll be right back. you go, pear buns. I don't know. You tell me. What do you think? Again, I definitely agree with the message. Unclear if I'm going to be there, but old Punk Chris will be there at that show. To wrap up what we're going into here, there is a Friday the 24th. So there are like Double Down Saloon. I looked on their Instagram page and I didn't see the like a lineup of shows. So I'll quickly run down if you don't have tickets to one of those shows or want to go over to Double Down Saloon. I think that might be just a little bit further away from where we're at. It's over on Paradise Road, so I don't think that's very close over to Fremont Street. But our pals in The Afraid are going to be there. I would love to go see them. Lost Puppy Forever, Strange Brains, Those Poor Bastards, Social Conflict. And you can go to at @double_down_saloon. It's free shows. They start at 9 p.m., I believe, on most of those nights, the 24th, all the way through the end. I'm sure they will have stuff. And they get good bands there. The Welch Boys, I believe, there were 1 year. Bone Crusher was there one time. And I really wish I could get to them. Again, I was talking about not having the car. Well, it's a little difficult to go from the main venue all the way over there and then back, Ubers and all those things. But if you are in that vicinity and want to check out those bands or just go to a free show instead of paying for, you know, it's 20 to 25 or so bucks plus service fees and all that shit for any of these other club shows that are official that I was talking about. So something good there. We'll get to one on the 27th. I'm going to talk about kind of as, I suppose, an intermission, as it were. I'm going to go through the Punk Rock Hoedown. This is right across the street from the Downtown Grand, where I'll be staying, at Hogs and Heifers Saloon. I've been to shows there before. So excited to check out some of these, potentially. On Thursday, the 23rd, Boss's Daughter will be there. Love those guys. 1876, Jukebox, Romantics, Black Guy Fox, Parade of Horribles, and Volores. Then on Friday the 24th, Bite Me Bambi, Nuns of Brixton, Generation Exit from Austin. I've seen them. They're great. Let Me Downs, Gas Station Boner Pills, and the Frickashinas. All will be there on the 24th. Then on the 25th, which we're about to get to the main portion, Ignite. I've seen Ignite there before. Urethane, Chaser, Fourth in Line, and Neck Scars will all be there Saturday the 25th. And then finally on Sunday, Middle-Aged Queers, Knives, Middle Out, Bad Year, and Fat Heaven. All of those will be at Hogs and Heifers. That's the Hogs and Heifers rundown for the weekend. I believe most of those shows are like donation-based. Looks like 10 bucks at the door. I think they typically try to raise money for something. Punk Rock Saves Lives. There you go. So cool thing there. If you don't already have club show tickets, you want to spend less money. If bands that you really want to check out, and I would say that Friday one, again, that Friday lineup all the way around is so packed. I wish that Friday lineup at for the Punk Rock Hoedown there at Hogs and Heifers was going to be on a different day. Then I would be able to make it. So anyway, let's get back to the rundown here. We're going to go to Saturday. We're going to start off with another sold-out show. And again, you may choose to go to one of those other shows I mentioned in case the ones you wanted to go to were sold out. So RKL with Dr. No, The Grim, and Romper, they will all be playing at the Sand Dollar inside the plaza. And that one sold out. The Queers, Dwarves, FYP, and Sidekick, they are going to be playing at Sonic Rodeo Stage inside the Container Park. On Punk Rock Bowling's website, I think that might be like on a low ticket alert there. So if that's one you want to go to and you're heading there, better get those tickets quick. Sold out show of Guitar Wolf with Lords of Altamont, Schizophrenics, and Shakewells. I don't even know any of those bands. That's going to be at the usual place. That one's sold out, so you can't even go to that one. Some bands that'll be playing the main stage. And this is going to be at the from the Triple B, Backstreet Billiards and Bars and Billiards. I think that's right. Yeah. Anyway, Starcrawler and NIIS will both be playing the main stage. Then Slaughterhouse. And then our pals in Soldiers of Destruction. Love those guys. Did an interview with them. They're on Americant Records. John actually runs Americant Records. Did the interview with Soldiers of Destruction on episode 215, which was June of 2021, so right after Punk Rock Bowling that year, I believe, unless Punk Rock Bowling 2020. I think actually Punk Rock Bowling came in Labor Day that year. The band started originally back in 81, and I refer you to that interview on SLC Punkcast episode 215, June of 2021, to get the official rundown if you need it. We are going to be getting into a track here in just a moment at Official SOD Band over on Facebook and at Official SOD Band as well over on Instagram. Cause and Affect, that came out June 18th of 2021 when we were talking to him about it. I saw them at Punk Rock Bowling that year, I believe. I've seen them at least once, maybe twice there. Love it. I'll get to the show I'm going to be going to here shortly, but let's get to a track, Drinking for Two, one we hadn't played because we played a few from there before. Eric and I both really enjoyed it over on the Punkcast, so here goes. Drinking for Two, Soldiers of Destruction. Go check that one out if you haven't. Love that band. They're great. Great guys. We're going to get to some more here in just a moment. We're going to be getting to the show I'll be going to. I forgot to mention, though, that pool party. The first pool party, the Saturday pool party, is actually featuring Homefront, Descartes, Acant, and Bonavega. So a couple of those bands. I think all three of those bands are playing the club show the night before, as we were just going over. That one I'm hoping to get to. We'll get to the Sunday and Monday pool parties here in just a moment. Next on the club shows for that Saturday is surprise guest. I'm always curious at who the surprise guests are, and I don't even hear about it all the time. But if you want to go check it out, there's a surprise guest with Cosmic Psychos, The Fiends, Gus Baldwin, and The Sketch. So Cosmic Psychos playing the main venue. I'm curious as to who they will pair up together there. Looks like they're at Fremont Country Club for that show. And then you get the next one, which is I have tickets for this one. And I plan to go to this one as Mess, Pistol Grip, Strong Arm and the Bullies, and 21 Gun Salute. Love all those bands. It's at the Notoriety, the Padded Room. I'm looking forward to this one. And so I'll get into a little bit more about that here in a moment. I played a lot of Strong Arm and the Bullies, so I'm going to hold off here because you've probably heard a bunch of them recently. Love 21 Gun Salute. Hopefully they're coming out with some new stuff. We're going to play something from Pistol Grip and from Mess. Let's play them back to back. Pistol Grip, I'm pretty excited to check out. They started in 97. And they put out some releases between 2000 and 2007. including the Shots from the Calico Rose, good album there, May 29th of 2001. They're from Walnut, California. We're going to play a track called Scoundrels in just a moment. You can go follow them on Instagram at pistolgrip_SGV. And then Mess are going to follow them. And Mess are from Guadalajara and Mexico City. I am super excited to see them. This album, Under Attack, that came out July 31st of 2023, their previous release. I've liked all the stuff they put out. Really big fan of this band. Really excited to check them out, but I may not stick around for them. I'll explain why when we get to the next one, but we'll play their track. I'm going to see them at Crash Fest the next month in San Francisco, so that's why. But we'll get to the possibly why not here in just a moment. So from Under Attack, we'll throw out Revenge from Mess. They're found at Mess the Terribles on Facebook, because I think they used to be the Terribles, if I'm not mistaken, and at mess.82 on Instagram. So check them out. Let's get to those two back-to-back tracks, Pistol Grips, Scoundrels, then Mess, Revenge. Let's do it. Here goes.
Whoa!
Two in a row from a great show there. Pistol Grip, Mess. Pistol Grip with Scoundrels. Revenge there from Mess, the last track. I'm really looking forward to that one. Now the next one. It's a sold-out show, so maybe I'll have to give it my ticket. Maybe somebody I know will be there and really want one of those tickets. We'll see. My good buddy there, old punk Chris, talked me into the Suicide Machine show. He didn't have to talk too hard. I love Suicide Machine, so I'm really excited to actually see them. I have tickets to this show as well, and it is sold out now. They're playing with Bucko 9. Great. Haven't seen them in forever. Escape from the Zoo are great. Catbite, great. Played them on the last episode. Looking forward to them at the main venue. And then Goners UK, I believe they're from Montana. They're pretty great, too. I think they're, Montana. Pretty awesome. They're playing at the Citrus Grand Pool Deck, so short to get to. I may have to cut out for Mess to get to that Suicide Machines. I don't know. I've got two tickets. I don't know what to do because it's two fantastic shows. I wish one of them was like Sunday or Monday. What do you do? I want to play something from Suicide Machines because that is, if I leave early, that's probably what I'm going to go do. I haven't played anything from Battle Hymns in quite some time. That came out in 88. Saw Suicide Machines, and that was one of my favorite performances a couple years back at a club show. They're great. At Suicide Machines Detroit on both Instagram and Facebook. If you want to check them out yourself, obviously from Detroit and Michigan. In 98, we got Battle Hymns and Off Battle Hymns. There's two short tracks. I think they're both nice, positive message. So I want to get to both of them. Here we go. First is going to be Someone and Then Hope. Here goes. Oh, yeah. Suicide Machines, definitely looking forward to going to that. I wish, again, that the lineups weren't overlapping because I would like to see all the bands that are actually playing on that Suicide Machines 1-2, but I definitely got to get out there to see 21 Gun Salute. It's been a while. Really looking forward to Strong Arm and the Bullies. Pistol Grip coming back and Mess are awesome. So many great bands, so many tough choices, as it were. First world problems, right? Is that what they say? All right, let's get on with this go-through here, rundown. We went from the Suicide Machine show. There's still two more shows to quickly mention. I did mention all those Hogs and Heifer shows. I'm sure you definitely check out Double Down Saloon. The Red Dwarf has a show on Monday that I'll talk about. They're a little bit further away from Fremont Street. Definitely not walking distance late at night when you're drunk and all that. You're going to get ran over by a car. Or you ain't going to make it. Anyway, at the Notoriety Lounge, you'll get to see the Zeros with the Hangman, Eggs Drop Soup, and Madam Bombs. Then the next one is at the Notoriety Chandelier Room, and that is Fear with Zeke and Robber and The Plagues. Looking forward to The Plagues. We're going to play something from The Plagues. I played something from The Plagues not too long ago, San Diego band. They released High Crimes and Cheap Lines on February 14th of 2023. They're at The Plagues Band on both Instagram and Facebook. We're going to check out a track. I would like to see that lineup. I like Fear. I saw Fear last year there at the main venue. It was pretty awesome. I think the club shows are just really fun. Like that favorite performance last year was the Anti-Heroes club show performance. But every band on that lineup, the Doug and the Slugs, it was the Generators, and they were fucking fantastic. Sad news on that front, but I'll talk probably more about that on a different episode. We're going to keep the energy up here. The Plagues, High Crimes and Cheap Lines. Let's get into a track from it called Straight Shooter. Straight Shooter, great stuff there. I like that band. That is a good lineup too, which kind of that wraps up that day. Saturday kind of leads us into the pool party for Sunday, which one of those bands anyway, features Zeke and also the Insiders, Doll Riot, Madam Bombs, and Jesse Wagner of the Agrolite Spinning Records. That'll be the pool party for Sunday. So that brings us to the club shows. So I don't actually have club show tickets to anything on Sunday or Monday at this point. There will be a show that I want to go to. I probably have to take an Uber to get there, but we'll talk more about that here when we wrap up the show. We'll go a little quicker. Only got four bands left to feature, just some bands that I saw in some of these lineups that I would like to check out. But we'll go here at the Chandelier Room on Sunday the 26th. Sonido Gallo Negro is going to be playing with Sgt. Peppers, Viaje Nahual, and DJ Boss Harms. I don't know too many people on there, but I've played Sgt. Peppers before, and I think it's fantastic that they're coming up from Hermosillo in Mexico. So we're going to play them at Sgt. And I think I just said Sgt. Peppers. It's Sgt. Papers. Sgt. Papers. I don't know why I said Peppers, if I did. Anyway, played them before, so definitely want to support them. I think it'd be cool to see them, especially since they're coming up from Mexico. At SGTPAPERS on both Instagram and Facebook, Sgt. Papers. They put out a release, SGTP, on October 15th of 2021, and we're going to play a track off of it called Sandwich de Monda. Here is Sgt. Papers. Sgt. Papers, Sandwich de Monda. Good stuff there if you get to go to that show. I'm not familiar with the other bands, but I bet it'll be cool. Go check them out. That's Sunday. Some of the other Sunday shows will feature Bratmobile with FEA, Neighborhood Brats, and Trap Girl. And that one looks like it is going to be at the Sand Dollar. Then next is Plague Vendor, and all of these ones are not sold out. We'll get to some sold out Sunday shows here in a moment, but these ones still have tickets available. Plague Vendor, Strawberry Fuzz, The Pinky Rings, and Kill Feather. They're playing at the usual place. That's a cool venue. I like that one. Then you get Nate No Face with Codefendants, Zigzags, and Knuckleheads. That's at the Padded Room at the Notoriety. And we're going to play some Nate No Face. I was curious, I'm like, what is this? What's Nate No Face? I don't know what Nate No Face is. And that's N8, N-O-F-A-S-E. Nate No Face. We're going to play something from Nate No Face. It's brand new. Just came out like a couple weeks ago, April 26th. He released an EP called When We're Gone. Based out of Los Angeles. You can go follow him on Instagram at, just the way I spelled it, Nate No Face. N8, N-O-F-A-S-E. So let's get to that track from Nate No Face. It's going to be the title track, When We're Gone. Yeah, they're going to do what I did. They're going to say what I said. Realize I was mad. They're going to kill me when I'm gone. They're going to kill me when I'm gone. Like release a bunch of songs. Say I knew it all along. They're going to kill me when I'm gone. Yeah, they're going to say they saw it in you. And you know they never saw it in you. You was never on their plate. Now you wasn't even on the menu. They're going to say they was with you back then and all along. They're going to get you when you're gone. It's all good, just let you know. Face when we're gone. You know, the great thing about doing episodes like this is there's some bands that I probably wouldn't normally come across. Might be harder to come across them for whatever reason. And it might be the same for you. So pretty fun to do. Next, couple more of those shows that are on Sunday. That this next one, not sold out. It features Billy Bragg with John Doe, Chad, Hates George, Sechi, C-E-S-C-H-I, Sechi, and Jen Pop. So you can go check out that one. Still available. Then, oh, that one's at Citrus Grand Pool Deck, by the way. Then if you go over to Backstreet Bar and Billiards, Triple B, that will have Lower Class Brats, Starving Wolves, Rum Kicks, and Nut. Starving Wolves, Rum Kicks, currently No Sleep Till PRB, Austin. They just left Salt Lake last night, and they're working their way to Vegas across the West Coast. So check them out if they're in your area and you're not going to PRB. But if you are, that show is sold out. So if you don't already have your tickets, you can't go. Lower Class Brats are awesome. I decided, you know what, let's play some Rum Kicks. We don't play enough Rum Kicks. They're out of Seoul in South Korea, so hopefully if you had the opportunity, you get to go check them out. They put out a new single just a couple weeks ago, April 29th of 2024. The single's called Let's Go. You can go over to the Bandcamp page and check it out. They are at Rum Kicks on both Instagram and on Facebook. Let's get to that track. Let's go. Kicks from Seoul. That was Let's Go. Check them out if you get the opportunity to while they're here in the States, mostly on the West Coast, Austin, Texas, and West. Let's go to the next one. It's also a sold-out show. Features Lagwagon, Mean Gene Cigar, and Zach Quinn from The Pairs. That's at the Sonic Rodeo stage that's in the Container Park. But again, sold out. Next will be at Fremont Country Club, which I may go to, but man, I've tried to do those 3 and 4 days because they get so many great shows. and it is tough. I do want to see it. I still may go because tickets are still available, and it features Judge with Madball, Section Hate, and Horripilation. Some great bands there. And again, this is on Sunday. So I just may have to go Sunday anyway. I mean, I might get to this the next day on Monday a little late. We'll see. Anyway, we're going to play the last track of the show. It's from Section Hate. They're based out of L.A. They put out Welcome to the Nightmare on June 30th of 2021. They're on Flat Spot Records, so check them out there at @section_hate on Instagram if you want to check them out on it. Off of that, Welcome to the Nightmare that came out a few years back, we're going to check out the track FOAD, Fuck Off and Die. Good stuff. That's going to wrap up the tracks. I'm going to quickly wrap up the rest of the club shows. And then we'll bid you adieu until Monday, Tuesday, when we get the next episode of New York out. Hopefully you enjoyed all the great tracks. Go support the bands in any way you can. If you're going to be in Punk Rock Bowling, let me know. The last of the Sunday shows is, looks like Saccharine Trust with Dead Bob, COVID Cola, and Detective Frog at the Notoriety Lounge. Which day is this one on again? This one is May 27th. So we'll get back to that one here in just a moment. There's three that I'll mention, two official ones for Punk Rock Bowling on Monday, May 27th, after everything's all said and done. But these two are both sold out. It'll feature Punk Rock Karaoke with Guttermouth and Raptors. That's a Fremont Country Club. Sold out, can't go. And then Subhumans with Die Spitz and Badass. Badass are badass. Love Subhumans. Unfamiliar with Die Spitz, but they'll be playing the main venue. That'll be at Triple B. That sums it up. That is pretty much Punk Rock Bowling in a nutshell, at least for me. Oh, I forgot to mention, the Monday pool party will feature Snooper with Vile and the Pinky Rings. DJ Swami John Reyes will be there. And then finally, a Punk Rock Bowling show, but unofficial, I guess, because it's at Red Dwarf, which is much closer to the Strip, definitely an Uber ride. But I might try to get to that one, as English Teeth from Pennsylvania will be there, the Dogs from Detroit, plus Gob Patrol and more. Looks like 9 p.m. free show. So looking forward to that one, especially if you're anywhere near there, staying there, that's where you should be. But looking forward to it potentially, as I can't get into any of the other Monday ones because those are sold out. So thank you for spending some of your weekend with me. Have a great weekend, or I guess whenever you listen to us. We can be found all over the place. Go check out Pow Radio, SLC Punkcast as well, if you're so inclined. Come see me. Let me know if you're going to be there for Punk Rock Bowling, and we'll catch you on the next one.